Apple and Microsoft duke it out on the airwaves. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. The last few days have seen a number of new TV ads from Microsoft and Apple touting their operating systems and taking jabs at each other. Dwight Silverman joins us now to talk about these new ads and what they're trying to say. Dwight is a technology writer for the Houston Chronicle. So, Dwight, let's listen to the audio from a Windows 7 ad, and then we'll talk about it.
You know what I want?
You know what I wish?
You know what I'm looking for?
I'm listening.
What do you got?
I want less
waiting.
I want less clutter.
Just less click.
Got that?
Loud and clear.
I want a whole lot of less. Bingo.
I wish it was just faster.
Easier.
Leaner.
Meaner.
Safer.
Cleaner.
Simple.
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 I'm a PC.
I'm a PC.
In Windows.
In Windows 7.
With Titan.
My idea.
My idea.
My idea.
You know, Microsoft has been trying very hard to emphasize the fact that it listens to its customers. And I think it actually does. I think the company is quite good at that. Certainly in the wake of Windows Vista, they've heard all the complaints about it, that it was slow, that it was bloated, that it took too many clicks to do things, that it was too intrusive, particularly when it comes to security. And so what they're saying with this commercial is, we listened to you and we reacted and we have a better product as a result. And I think that comes through quite well.
So is emphasizing user input into the creation of Windows 7 an effective sales pitch, or should really Microsoft be talking more about the performance of Windows 7 itself?
This is one message they need to get out. This will impress a certain class of computer user. For that class and for that message, it's very well done.
All right, so now let's take a look at an ad that Apple has been running, which tries to sort of steal some thunder away from the new Windows 7.
Hello, I'm a Mac.
And I'm a PC, taking you live to the Windows 7 launch.
Hello. Hello, PC and Mac. Well, as you can see, there is upgrade fever all around me. Tell me, sir, how excited are you?
Really excited. We're finally switching to a Mac.
Whoa, to a Mac? Why? Why? Why would anyone say that?
If we have to move all of our stuff, why not move to the computer that's number one in customer satisfaction?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Cut that feed, please. Let's go to commercial.
We are a commercial.
Let's go to another commercial.
They're hitting hard on the customer satisfaction, thinking that probably that the reason people would be interested in switching anyway is because they're not satisfied. And Apple does indeed come up very high on customer satisfaction scores. So they're using the window of Windows 7 and the period of excitement about, you know, a new version of Windows to kind of make the point that, well, if you're gonna change something anyway, consider this, it's better.
Yet another Apple ad hits on the reliability question, making the point that Windows 7 could turn out to be just another Windows Vista, which was not met with great enthusiasm. What do you think of that tactic?
This new version of Windows is much, much better. That said, indeed in the past, Microsoft has said, their whole mantra has been, forget that old version of Windows. This one here, this is the one you really want. This is the one that fixes everything. And they're saying that again. Apple is playing on that, you know, and certainly the repeated line of trust me, it's better. Trust me, it's better. You know, back through all the various versions of Windows, that's going to resonate with a lot of people.
Dwight Silverman writes about technology for the Houston Chronicle. He's a popular tech blogger and a longtime contributor to this program, Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.